Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, February 15th, 2024. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroer filling in for Alex today. And we are no shortage of news and information and content and excitement for you today. Let me lay out what we have coming up as far as the news is concerned and then what you can expect on the next 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, right here at band.video, InfoWars.com/show. You can find us at Real Alex Jones back on Twitter, where we will also be doing a Twitter Spaces coming up later in the afternoon as well, with Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser joining me in studio, and then you potentially joining us on a Twitter Spaces. And then Drew Hernandez hosting the fourth hour. Here's what we have coming up as far as news is concerned. Big updates on the Democrats' illegitimate legal attacks against Donald Trump. Now, this has been going on since 2016 when they first started spying on his campaign, the multiple impeachment hoaxes, the Russian collusion hoax, and everything else. But you have the first criminal trial into Trump starting in March. I'm going to tell you what that's all about. I mean, it's just clear-cut corruption, open on its face corrupt. And when you look at the history of Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in Manhattan, Soros funded, and when you look at what he did to even get this case to court, it shows you that the whole thing is corrupt from the very get-go. And this is all about the hush money to the hooker, Stormy Daniels. Or I guess she would say she's a adult film actress. Well, you're getting paid for a sexual act, so I don't know what the difference is. But she actually owes Trump $300,000 in a defamation case. So the whole thing is just completely screwy. Then you had the developments today in the Georgia case with Fannie Willis sleeping with the prosecuting attorneys. And they had eyewitness testimony of personal friends saying, yep, they were in a romantic relationship in 2019. They lied about it in court filings. And I was watching that. I was glued to that this morning. And so there's some developments there. I think Fannie Willis is going to be out. It looks like she's going to be out. And then more information revealed as far as what went on in 2020 to get Biden to a record number of votes, which nobody really believes, if they're being honest, that Biden had more votes than Trump or a record number of votes, more votes than Obama, everything else. Then there's the cases against Biden. I don't know. Biden is pretty much cooked at this point. It really, I think the strategy now for Republicans has to be, do you even want to impeach Biden? He's got a few months left. I mean, really, though, seriously, you got to think about this strategically. Do you even want to impeach Joe Biden? Because if Biden is going to be the Democrat nominee, why not leave him in there? I mean, you left him in there this long. Why not leave him in there, get all the evidence against himself and his crime family, and then just present that in October as the October surprise, and then just crush him in the general election? But if you remove Joe Biden from the equation, you're almost doing the Democrats a favor at this point. But there's more information on the Biden deal. Democrats coming for your Second Amendment in response to a Super Bowl parade shooting yesterday. But it's funny because they want to talk about the Super Bowl parade shooting, but they didn't talk about the latest school shootings or the latest church shootings. And, of course, we all know why. But let's talk national security coming up later today as well with Chase Geyser, Harrison Smith, and you on the Twitter Spaces. Are they lying to us about Russian space nukes, or is this just a ploy to get more money from us?
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I just laid out the show for you, but we get picked up by a lot of radio stations. And now they might be owned by George Soros, but that's another story. George Soros just purchased 220 radio stations from the company Audacity. And these are some of the biggest, most powerful radio stations that still exist, that still have a consistently large audience. But the parent company of them all was in $400 million of debt. So George Soros just purchased that, so more Soros control. And for them, it's not about money. When Bezos purchases the Washington Post, or when the liberal billionaire purchases the Los Angeles Times and gives it to his radical liberal daughter and she runs it into the ground, it's not about money, it's about power, it's about influence, it's about narrative control. But we get picked up by a bunch of radio stations. We thank those radio stations, so let me relay out briefly what we have and then start digging into it. Huge news as far as the Trump legal front is concerned. The Biden legal front is confirmed. We're going to delve into that. The Democrats coming for your Second Amendment, and now they want to rewrite the Constitution. And maybe Gavin Newsom is making a play for the Democrat nominee in the presidential race, because he's coming out about as hardcore as any Democrat ever has, not named fake Beto O'Rourke, as far as the rhetoric to take your guns. And this is all in response to a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. But we've watched, there have been school shootings, there have been church shootings, the mainstream media ignores them, the Democrats ignore them. Why? Because those shootings were done by leftists. Those shootings were done by leftist indoctrinated trans individuals. And they were directly targeted towards right-wingers and Christians. So they didn't cover those. But now that they got this Super Bowl parade shooting, they figured, hey, let's go ahead and use this for an opportunity to do some gun grabbing. So we'll talk about that. We're going to be joined. We're going to have a bit of an InfoWars roundtable today. Harrison Smith, myself, and Chase Geyser are all going to be in studio. And I had already planned on this, and I had a brief meeting with Alex earlier this morning. As he came into my office and said, hey, what you going to do for today? What's the news? And we went through all of the news, and I said, I kind of want to do this InfoWars roundtable and talk about this national security threat and just have InfoWars and Chase in studio. He said, that's a great idea, and then open up a Twitter X Spaces. So we're going to have an InfoWars roundtable. Then we're going to go into an X Spaces with this question. Because it's not just that I don't trust the intelligence communities. Why would I? I don't trust You know, I don't trust a boat with a 10-foot hole in the bottom of it. We know we get lied to by the intelligence communities. In fact, they probably lie to us more than they're honest with us. So the intelligence community is telling us there's this huge threat with Russia now and space nukes and all this stuff. Of course, the knee-jerk reaction is, well, they're lying to us. This is just so that they can get more funding, the billions of dollars that Americans are sick of going towards these wars. But I do think there is an actual issue here. I do think there is an actual debate to be had here. And even if we just reject everything the intelligence community say, well, that puts us in a position to be played by them as well. Because then they could say something real and we ignore it, you know, becomes the boy cried wolf situation. So I think there's a real situation. When you have psychotic world leaders, like Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, and the list goes on, that's a problem. And when they launch wars and cause bloodshed all over the planet, that's a real problem. Now, Russian space nukes might not be real, but our psychotic leadership is very real. Our psychotic leadership, the military-industrial complex, the warmongers like Nikki Haley, that's a serious threat. I know that's a real threat. I don't know if Russian space nukes are real or not, but I do know these psychotic leaders are real. I mean, think about Boris Johnson, in case you didn't see. You want to see a psychotic individual? I mean, talk about a fall from grace, if he ever had any. Vladimir Putin calls out Boris Johnson in the most viewed interview, perhaps it might be the most viewed interview in the 21st century. Tucker Carlson, Vladimir Putin. And Putin says, we almost had peace, we had negotiations, we almost had a deal with Ukraine. The signatures were there, it was almost a done deal, and then Boris Johnson squashed it. And then Boris Johnson killed the deal. Well, this psychotic, after getting called out, this is how little they care. He doesn't put on a suit and tie. He doesn't go in front of a podium. He doesn't go make an official press conference. Instead, he picks up his cell phone, puts it in selfie mode from his bathing suit at the beach. That's how unserious he is. That's how little they care. That's how psychotic they are. Boris Johnson just gets accused of killing a peace deal and causing hundreds of thousands to die in an unnecessary war, and he's too lazy. He shows he couldn't care less that he won't even take the time to pretend to care. He just fires up a selfie video from the beach in his bathing suit pretending to care in response. I mean, that is truly deranged. That is truly psychotic. That shows how little they care. They can't even fake it. They won't even try. But so we're going to get into this debate. What is the real national security threat? Is it Russian space nukes? Is it Iran? Is it the southern border? Is it our own psychotic leadership? So we'll be talking about that in studio, Chase Geyser, Harrison Smith, and then on a X, formerly Twitter, Spaces. But let's start with the legal issues. We'll start with Trump. We'll move on to Biden. Donald Trump's New York hush money trial will begin in 39 days with jury selection. And the Democrats are desperate to get all these trials moved forward as quickly as possible. In fact, Biden himself and members of the Biden administration are putting pressure on the judges. They're putting pressure on the district attorneys. They're putting pressure on the DOJ. They're putting pressure on all the pressure valves that are possibly out there because they have to get these cases done before the election. So all four of Trump's criminal cases, the Biden administration is trying to fast track and trying to speed race these ahead of the 2024 election. They have to get them done before the election because that's the entire purpose. This isn't about justice. This is about destroying Trump. And, I mean, it's mainstream news now. This has been It's been known. I reported on this a few weeks ago on the War Room, but it was kind of a, you know, we don't want the mainstream media getting a hold of this story, but they already do. So, I mean, it's not like I'm keeping anything from you. CNN, Trump's new Supreme Court gambit doesn't even try to hide that it's a delay tactic. Trump asked Supreme Court for more time to appeal immunity ruling. So, okay, I mean, it's not like it was a big secret, but it was their strategy. Now they get it. Well, yeah, of course Trump's legal team's strategy is to delay this as long as possible. Because there is no justice. There is no justice. And there's some other things that are going on with this, too, behind the scenes that may or may not end up coming out. But it's all the larger picture that the Biden administration, the Democrats, need to fast-track these things, these four cases, before the 2024 election. And so the Trump legal team strategy is to delay as long as possible, at least until after the election. I mean, so, yeah, that's the strategy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
So that's like getting an MVP award. So, yeah, they censored Donald Trump. They censored us first. Yeah, they had illegal rulings and judgments against Donald Trump. They did it to InfoWars and Alex Jones first. So, I mean, it's not even like, because it's a painful process, but I mean, seriously. So, I mean, tip of the cap. Crew gets an MVP award. Alex Jones gets an MVP award. All of our guests get an MVP award. This audience gets an MVP award. This is the most valuable player in the game. Right here. So I just got to take a second to recognize that. So yeah, what they did to Alex Jones in the court cases, oh, Alex Jones owes trillions of dollars. Just completely outrageous, completely illegal. Judgment before they can even show any evidence. Just completely denied in court. Judge says, nope, you're not allowed to say you're innocent. Nope, you're not allowed to have any discovery. Nope, no evidence, nothing. I rule against you. Now they decide how much money. And they just get to lie about everything. And then they go, oh, Jones owns, he owes $500 billion. He owes $3 trillion. He owes the entire national debt, the entire GDP of France. So it's like, oh my gosh, wow, and now they're doing it to Trump? It's like, whoa, they really came for us first. This really is the most valuable player. But moving on. So here's Alvin Bragg's history. Now keep in mind, this case that Alvin Bragg, this hush money case that Alvin Bragg is hearing, was already rejected by the previous district attorney, Cyrus Vance. And even if it was to move forward at that time, it was a misdemeanor, but it couldn't move forward because the statute of limitations had already ran out. Well, Alvin Bragg doesn't care about any of that. Statute of limitations, he doesn't care. It's a misdemeanor, he doesn't care, he's making it a felony. Last district attorney threw it out, he doesn't care, he's bringing it back. Who's got blackmail on Alvin Bragg? Or is he just this corrupt on his own? Woke District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who's set to indict Trump as one of America's most controversial, been massively criticized for his soft on crime policies. And boy, is he soft on crime. But yet he once said he was afraid to ride the New York City subways because of how dangerous they are. Isn't that something? But he's soft on criminals. So he took what would have been a misdemeanor, but the statute of limitations already ran out, and made it a felony against Trump. But when you're a violent criminal in New York City, he does the opposite. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has downgraded over half of felony cases to misdemeanors. Why do you think he's doing that? And then why would he do the opposite to Donald Trump? These stories are all over the internet about how bad Alvin Bragg is for New York City. Top 10 worst New York City criminals let go again and again by woke Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. And they get back on the streets and they beat and they stab and they kill and they rape. Thanks to Alvin Bragg. But he's going to get Donald Trump, isn't he? So that gives you a little bit of an idea about how that deal is going down. Set to take place in 39 days. Now, ongoing this morning, it may still be ongoing, I don't know, but all morning you had the case in Fulton County, that's Atlanta, with the corrupt district attorney Fannie Willis, and she got exposed bad. And by the way, the attorney representing Trump's side doing a pretty good job, I got to say. Meet the badass lawyer who could blow up Trump racketeering case over Fannie Willis's sex secrets. That's Ashley Merchant. So this is going on all morning. It's very intriguing to watch. And then the arrogance of Nathan Wade up there as he's been caught lying. But he's a lawyer, and so lawyers as witnesses, they know how to talk and say the right things so that they can't really be told they're lying, but also they can't admit to any crimes that they know they committed. So that was going on all morning as well. But they had some interesting witnesses. There's going to be more witnesses to this, and they also have documents that that prove that Willis and Wade were involved in romantic affairs, but then also lied about it in court filings. Fannie Willis's ex-best friend forever, I guess people learn you can't really trust her or hang around her. I wonder if she has any friends. Fannie Willis, ex-best friend forever, says she has no doubt that Willis had an affair with the prosecutor, Nathan Wade, and it dates back to 2019. So there's all kinds of evidence against these two. They lied in court filings, and you had, while Wade was allegedly having the affair with Willis, I'm also wondering what Willis had to do to get that affair. I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, she ain't really a... I don't know. Maybe you're into pork chops. Maybe you're into big ol' suey. But see, that's how it goes. Oh, hey, I'll pay for your travel. I'll give you these cases. I'll do this. I'll do that for you. But I just need you to, scratch my back, if you know what I mean. So it could be that bad. But nonetheless, they got caught lying about their romantic relationship. They'd been involved in a romantic relationship as Willis was giving Wade all these cases. And they're trying to work around it by saying, well, this is all attorney-client privilege, so we don't have to talk about what was paid for or why. We don't have to talk about how many times we had sex or when or where. It's all attorney-client privilege. And that's the argument that they're making so that none of this ends up coming out in the courtroom. It's pretty smart. I'll give them that. But yeah, they've been caught. Technofog following this as well. One of the great legal minds on Twitter. Witness claims that Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis started her romantic relationship with Nathan Wade in 2019. This contradicts the court filings of Wade Willis that the relationship began in 2022. False statements to the court. Things are getting bad for Willis. The witness says, no doubt they were in a romantic relationship. Yeah, this is getting bad. And they thought that maybe they could get out of this by settling with the ex-wife. Not so fast. Not so good. All right, quickly here on the Biden side of things. Now they're going back and forth. Biden slams Robert Hur for asking about his son Beau's death. Sources say Biden brought it up. So here's likely, I would say 99.9%, here's how this goes down. Joe Biden loves to bring up the fact, which is not a fact. So really, I should say, Joe Biden loves to bring up the lie that his son Beau died in Iraq. He does it all the time. All the time. He calls up Gold Star families and says, well, it's all about me and my son dying in Iraq, even though his son died of cancer in New York. And even when he was overseas, he was just a lawyer. You know, so Biden loves to have this stolen valor, like his son was a soldier when he was a lawyer, and then his son died in combat when he died from brain cancer. And Biden knows this. So he brings it up all the time. He brings it up during speeches. He brings it up during press events. He brings it up to calls to Gold Star families. So it is 99.9% he brought it up to Robert Hur. And it was probably when he was looking bad during the five-hour deposition. So he just starts bringing up, oh, I remember my poor son Beau died. I don't remember many dates, but I remember my poor son Beau died in Iraq. And then Biden says, how dare her bring that up? But it was actually Biden that brought it up.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, more bombshells from the case in Fulton County where Fannie Willis and her relationship with Nathan Wade is being called into question. I can't believe this. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like I just predicted this and then it happened when I was on air, but it's kind of like it just happened while I was on air saying it. Nathan Wade admits he was paid in cash after using his own card. He was reimbursed in cash from Fannie Willis. This is shocking stuff, guys. Play the clip.
All I need is. You said in the affidavit that you roughly shared travel, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this roughly sharing travel, you're saying she reimbursed you?
She did.
And where did you deposit the money she reimbursed you?
Oh, cash. She didn't give me any checks.
So she paid you cash for her share of all these vacations.
Mr. Schaefer, you'll step out if you do that again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so all of the vacations that she took, she paid you cash for.
Yes, ma'am.
And you purchased all of these vacations on your business credit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you included those in deductions on your taxes, correct?
No, ma'am.
No, you did not.
So there's Ashley Merchant, and that's Nathan Wade admitting he was paid in cash or reimbursed in cash by Willis for these vacations. Big Fat Fanny, who is that man sitting over there? Oh, that's my Bigelow. Yeah, he takes vacations with me, and then I give him legal cases to handle and pay him cash for vacations. She's cooked. She's cooked. That pig is cooked. Smell that? Smells like bacon. I mean, this is outrageous. See, these are the people they have going after Trump. Willis, who's paying an attorney in cash for vacations in a affair they have, which might be even more nefarious than it appears now. This is crazy. Alvin Bragg, who lets all the criminals go in New York City. Judge Ingeron, who, I'll give him credit for a 70-year-old or whatever, however old he is, man. I mean, he looks good naked. I mean, you know, but he likes to take pictures of himself naked and upload them on the internet so everybody can see how good he looks. E. Jean Carroll, a rat woman from the woods. I mean, this is just. Okay. I got to focus, but I mean. Oh. Like trying to stand up in 500 mile an hour gust of winds. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said earlier, this is the MVP. The crew is the MVP. You and the audience are the MVPs. Our guests that we get on are the MVPs. We're going to have Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser in studio. You're going to be joining us on Twitter Spaces, X Spaces as well. We're the MVPs in this. Let's keep InfoWars going. Despite all the attacks against us, we're still standing thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I'll say two things. One, I'm always honored, but my friends like to listen to my show. And if my friends can stand and listen to me for 3 hours a day talk politics, I hope that means it's worth their time for you. But they call me and they say, it was specifically last Sunday, I'm hosting the show, and they say, all these callers keep complimenting you on your products, InfoWarsStore.com. Do you tell them to do that? No, never. Never do we ever do that, not even once. We've never staged a caller. We've never told somebody to plug the products on the air. That's all organic promotion. The products really work. The supplements really work. I had a gentleman call in the next night, Monday night, talking about how he had joint pain, and he's up there in years. He's a veteran in joint pain and in his knees and his elbows, and he started taking bodies, and it was a massive relief factor. So that's a true story, and you can read all the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com on the products like bodies, which is back in stock, and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's well known. Turmeric is good for anti-inflammatory support. It's well researched, well studied, so we just go out and find the best source, the best quality turmeric, and then put as much of it of the highest quality into a supplement as possible. And we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. It's bodies. Now, I'm still like to think young, but yet, you know, you get into your 30s and things don't recover as quickly, and you kind of have to take a little more time to worry about stretching and inflammation and stuff. You're not in your 20s anymore. So even I will take bodies after a big workout, or if I go to the gym and play ball for a couple hours, because if I don't, the next day I truly feel it. And I mean, it's, you know, you're sore in the knees, you're sore in the legs, you're walking around like you just played 2 hours of ball and didn't stretch or hadn't played in years. But bodies, major relief factor. So I can tell you for my own personal account that yes, bodies is a great supplement. 40% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com. But you can go read all the five-star reviews, all certified reviews on all the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're still standing because of your support there. Okay, so Joe Biden slams Robert Hur for asking about his dead son during the five-hour deposition where Biden claimed he didn't know who he was or where he was or what year it was or anything. And then, and he says, well, how dare he ask about my son, Bo? And, of course, it was Joe Biden that brought up Bo. Joe Biden loves to try to win sympathy points and distract from whatever's going on by bringing up his son, Bo. And then he lies and said that he died in Iraq. He didn't. That's a lie. Everybody knows it's a lie. Joe Biden has repeatedly told this lie so many times we've lost count. And there's no point in stopping the count now because he's going to lie about it and say it again. Probably before the end of the month, he'll lie and say it again. Well, he's got other problems, too. His whole family, actually. House Republicans probing whether Biden raided grandkids' bank accounts in unusual money transfers. So here's what's going on. And this is another big thing, because there's two issues I really want to focus on when we get the InfoWars Knights of the Round Table in here with Harrison Smith and Chase Geiser, and then we open up the X Spaces, and that's the national security threat. What's the real national security threat? Is it Russia? Is it space nukes? Is it Iran? Is it the border? Is it Joe Biden? Is it Chuck Schumer? But at this point, Joe Biden has less than a year left in his presidency. Is impeaching Joe Biden now not doing the Democrats a favor? Wouldn't you rather run against Joe Biden than Gavin Newsom? I certainly would. Now, I understand justice be done, may the heavens fall. But sometimes you got to think strategically. And maybe in this case, you can have your cake and eat it, too. Impeaching Joe Biden before the 2024 election, I think, is bad political strategy. You've already let him go this far. But let's be clear. Folks, the Republicans have all of the bank account information, and they're only getting more. They know Hunter Biden was flagged multiple times for possibly criminal bank transactions. This is all on record. They have access to Joe and Hunter Biden's bank records. They have multiple witness testimonies, including business partners of the Bidens, Devin Archer and Tony Bobulinski. So the Bidens are caught. Joe Biden taking money, pay for play, Hunter Biden as the rat hole, the bag man. They're caught, they're dead to rights, and then there's probably at least five other members of the Biden family that were also involved in this. Now, they might not have those bank records yet. They're probably going to get them because they now have suspicious transactions from Joe Biden's bank accounts linking to the other family members' bank accounts. So they have all of this. Biden is cooked, but the question now to me is it even worth impeaching Joe Biden at this point? I don't think so. I think you run the gambit on these investigations. You get as much evidence as possible. Forget about impeachment. And then in October, you just present all the evidence. Or you could wait until September after the Democrats nominate Joe Biden or not. But see, this is the game that we're playing. I think there's no point in impeaching at this point. I think you wait until after the Democrats make their decision of who their nominee is going to be.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. You want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Idea up a week or so ago, and I said we need to have an InfoWars Knights of the Round Table discussion. And now here we are. Owen Schroyer hosting the Alex Jones Show. Chase Geiser to my right, Harrison Smith to my left. I guess the only voice missing would be Alex Jones, but who knows? Maybe he gets involved later on the X Spaces that we're going to be launching in about 15 minutes. You can join us there, and then we're even going to be taking speakers at about 12:30. Here are the topics for discussion here on the InfoWars Knights of the Round Table. We're going to be talking about what is the real national security threat, because now you have Congress saying, oh, national security threat, national security threat. Oh, as the American people are sick of giving hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign countries, now you're talking about Russian space nukes. Oh, I'm sure that's convenient. But I think there's a real level of concern there. But what's the real national security threat? Russia, Iran, our southern border, our own psychotic leadership. We'll talk about that. But maybe in this first segment, let's kind of carry over the Republican strategy with Joe Biden. Should the Republicans impeach Joe Biden? At this point, would it not be doing the Democrats a favor to get rid of Joe Biden? They're trying to get rid of Joe Biden, so why would the Republicans do it for them? If I'm the Republicans, I don't move forward with impeachment. I extend out these investigatory committees, get as much dirt on Biden as possible, and then wait and see what the Democrats do in August. If they nominate Joe, then let the floodgates open. Don't impeach, but let the floodgates open with the information. If they don't nominate Joe, then maybe you go for criminal charges. Let's bring in Harrison Smith on this. So what do you think the strategy should be here from Republicans? Do you agree, disagree, that impeaching him and trying to remove him before the DNC in August would be doing the Democrats a favor?
I think that's an interesting take. My initial response is to say impeach because I'm just desperate for some action from Republicans on any front because they're just such losers and they never do anything. So it's almost like at least put them on the back foot, at least be on the offensive against your enemies, you know. But then when it comes to the election and whether you want to give them the excuse to get rid of Joe Biden or not, but I don't know. Apparently the Democrats repeatedly tell us that not only is Joe Biden not a dementia-ridden idiot, he's the sharpest man in the room. He is a bulwark of intellectual, you know, ferocity. So, you know, this it would give them a good excuse to say, well, it's not because Joe Biden is a complete moron. It's these darn Republicans doing this. So, again, my initial reaction is like, impeach him, impeach Mayorkas, impeach everybody, put him on the back foot, keep them playing defense because that just doesn't happen these days. And we need more of that. We need more of Democrats defending themselves rather than ruthlessly attacking Republicans. But as you point out, with the election coming up, this could be a gift to Democrats. So I don't know. I think I'm leaning more towards your way. Keep the investigations going. Give the dirt to the media. You know, screw him over for the 2024 election rather than try to get him out of office 2 months before it would happen anyway.
But Joe Biden plays golf even if he smacks the ball off the rock and almost hits himself in the face. And Joe Biden rides a bike even though he falls in front of the media on it. Chase, what's your take?
Yeah, so couple of things. I don't think you have to choose one or the other. Remember, the Democrats, I believe, attempted to impeach Trump after the last election. So between the November election and the January 20th inauguration of Biden. So if I had it my way, I don't understand why we would remove an opponent that we're beating. So if you're in a football game and you're kicking the crap out of the other team and the other team's like, hey, we want to swap teams entirely at this point in the game, why would you ever consent to that when you're already winning? It's already a sure thing. It just seems like a foolish move. So what I would contend that we need to do is, as a party, the Republicans should do everything in their power to keep Biden as the candidate and as the president. And then after November 5th, when the election takes place, regardless of whether Joe Biden wins or loses the election, I think they should move forward with an impeachment so they can get their tit for tat for what the Democrats did to Trump the last time.
I would say the only difference would be that Biden will lose voters. All the impeachment stuff against Trump, he didn't lose any voters. Right. Biden will lose voters. And then the other angle is Biden is actually guilty. Trump was not guilty. So I think that those are the two differences there. But so you don't think it would be more strategic to do it before the election? So, like, if the Democrats do nominate Joe Biden, you don't think it would be like, okay, they're running with him, let's destroy him now?
That might be reasonable. My concern is that if we impeach too quickly, the Democrats will use that as an excuse, or that will fuel the Democrats' desire to replace Biden. So what I don't want to have happen is some sort of impeachment come forward, and the Democrats say, all right, he's getting impeached. It's killing him in the polls. We really have to put somebody else in as the candidate now that he's being impeached. We don't want to catalyze the replacement of Biden as a candidate because we're winning in the middle of this game.
Yeah, I don't know, because we've not really seen any success strategy from Republicans or the GOP ever. I mean, I can't think of any strategy like this where they've been successful. Maybe it's going on behind the scenes. I mean, I think Clay Higgins is the real deal. I'd like to think Jim Jordan is the real deal. I'd like to think James Comer is the real deal. I'd like to think they have this strategic foresight. But to me, I don't know. I think it's obvious. You let these investigations go on for the next couple months until August. You get as much dirt as possible. And then you wait and see what the next move on the chessboard is from the Democrats. If they do nominate Biden, let the floodgates open. Show all the bank records. Show all the witness testimony. Release it all to the public. If they don't nominate Biden, then you impeach, and then maybe you go for criminal charges.
Well, and again, the other thing to me is just keeping Biden in a response position, on the back foot. You know, he's having to run a campaign, I guess. I mean, who knows? He's probably laying on the beach somewhere right now. I mean, the man doesn't actually do anything, so maybe it doesn't actually matter that much. But obviously, the strategy against Trump with all the lawsuits and everything has been extremely effective. He has not been able to tackle some of the big topics. He, you know, when Vivek Ramaswamy came on, suddenly he's talking about CBDCs because he's not able to focus on the things going on in the world. Yeah. He's focused on saving himself from going to jail for several decades or centuries, I guess, at this point. So
millennia, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to send him to jail for 1,000 years.
Even if Trump can, like, upload himself to, you know, like, the future technology and live for 1,000 years, they'll still make sure that Trump's AI right. brain is in jail.
Yeah, so it's been extremely effective at keeping Trump distracted and impotent on the political stage. And an impeachment would have that effect. What would be Biden and his team would have to be focused on defending themselves rather than focusing on the campaign. So in that way, it would hobble him somewhat.
You know what's funny, though, Chase, is that Trump has still campaigned more than Biden, even though Trump is defending himself in these four cases. So, I mean, I guess the other angle of this is, what is the American media going to do? I feel like some of the American media, not the Rachel Maddows of the world, they'll always carry water for the Democrats and they'll never be enough. But I feel like some of the American media is getting sick of this. They're sick of covering for Joe Biden. It's embarrassing, quite frankly.
Yeah, so a couple of different angles as you bring that up. The first thing is we know that the American mainstream media, whether it's right-wing or left-wing, is sort of a product of the intelligence community. So that's a weapon that they've used ever since Operation Mockingbird after the Red Scare to just sort of infiltrate and make sure that they have control over the narrative and the psychological response of the people. So it really, when you're looking at the media, you're not looking at genuine opinions. You're looking at what the intelligence community wants you to hear and wants you to see. But the second thing I want to mention, just now that you bring up the mainstream media, because we talk about this a lot, is I think it's one of the features of our millennial generation that we put disproportionate weight on how much the mainstream media matters. We grew up in a generation that remembers what cable TV was like, remembers what waiting through commercials was like, even before DVR. And the mainstream media was the only way that anyone consumed information. But it's just no longer true that they matter anymore to the extent that they once did. But psychologically, these legacy brands are so engraved in our head that we see them as credible. Oh, if it's in the New York Times, that means it's important, even though no one reads the New York Times anymore. Oh, if a CNN says it, that means it's important, even though Larry King's been dead for years and no one actually really watches CNN anymore. Half the ratings are from just like random businesses and airports having it on screen all day, right? So I think that what we need to do is really psychologically understand that the war against mainstream media is won. The only strength that they have is the perception of their strength. So in the show Chernobyl, when Gorbachev is talking about the Soviet Union trying to keep Chernobyl a secret from the international community, he says our power comes from the perception of our power, because the Soviet Union was collapsing and constantly struggling. It's the same thing with the mainstream media. They're actually powerless. They only have power because we believe that they do. And I think we should just not care anymore what they say.
I think that the analogy would be, it's kind of like with cell phones and landlines. And I think that directionally, you're right. But I would disagree to the extent that I still think we're in the stage where most people still have a landline. I think it's gone from like maybe like 20% of a cell phone to 30. And maybe we're at like the 35, 40%. But still, I think 55, 60% are still on that landline. And because here's the thing, you still have a large generation of Americans that aren't on social media. I mean, a lot of people that are above 50, 60, they're still out there. They're not really on social media. So I think that the playing field is definitely shifting. The teeter-totter is definitely shifting. In 10 years, for sure, alternative social media will completely replace the legacy media. But I don't think we're quite there yet. I don't know.
Especially not in the halls of power. The D.C. power brokers, they do care what the MSNBC.
They're kind of obsessed with
people
it.
Say. Yeah, they give it a lot of weight.
All right, Chase Geiser, Harrison Smith in the studio. By the way, you're going to be able to weigh in on all of this on a Twitter X Spaces coming up shortly as well.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.